Episode 152, How to Keep That Flame Going. So, Lars, I should be going to sleep or asleep already, but my mind is moving, so I figured why not write. Of course, I'm thinking about him, the love of my life, because once again, I'm in this big bed with those stupid pillows on the side where he should be. It's definitely a challenge at times being in a semi-long distance relationship, because when we want to see one another, we can't. I mean, we talk multiple times throughout the day, so that's one way we keep things moving, but it just sucks at times, not being able to have that quality time whenever you want it. We've definitely talked about it before, and how if and when we got a home together that it would all change. That's going to be a huge transition for us, though, because he's never lived with a girlfriend before, and I've lived by myself for a while now and quite like it. Of course, I've lived with a guy before, but both times that happened, I didn't like it. I mean, I guess I didn't start off not liking it, but over time, things just went awry. I do know that those situations were completely from my relationship now, because those move-in situations were out of convenience. With him, it will be fully thought out and planned. We've talked about so many scenarios to make sure of it, and of course we understand that nothing is written in stone and things can change, but we're confident that when we make that move, it will be for the right reasons. And I should have a ring on my finger too. We're on the same page when it comes to our future plans with one another, and I love that. So only time will tell. Until then, we'll continue to talk daily, date every 2 weeks, and make the most of every moment we have together. I truly think all the little things we do for one another makes a big difference. Those little things count and make you know that your partner truly cares and sees you. There's so much he does for me, and it all shows me how much he loves me. I mean, he even found Wattpad for me. I told him about the Kindle shutting down their stories and that I'd eventually have to find a new platform to write on. I was extremely busy and had no time to search, but there he was sending me various platforms until I found the one I liked. So, here I am, and I quite love it so far. I'll continue to write and share our love story, as he called it. What we have is special, and I truly believe it was ordained by God. I'll continue to pray and love him, and I know that everything will happen how it's meant to. So, my loves, with that, I'll finally go to sleep and say, until next time, XOXO, Bombshell out.